The Valar, said Turin. They have forsaken you, and they hold men in scorn. What use to look westward across the endless sea, to a dying sunset in the west? There is but one Valar with whom we have to do, and that is Morgoth. And if in the end we cannot overcome him, at least we can hurt him and hinder him. For victory is victory, however small, nor is its worth only from what follows from it, but it is expedient also. Secrecy is not finally possible. Arms are the only wall against Morgoth. If you do nothing to halt him, all Beleriand will fall under his shadow before many years are past, and then one by one he will smoke you out of your earths. And what then? A pitiable remnant will fly south and west to cower on the shores of the sea, caught between Morgoth and Ossé. Better then to win a time of glory, though it be short-lived, for the end will be no worse. You speak of secrecy, and say that therein lies the only hope. But could you ambush and waylay every scout and spy of Morgoth to the last and least, so that none came ever back with tidings to Angband? Yet from that he would learn that you lived, and guess where. And this also I say, though mortal men have little life beside the span of the elves, they would rather spend it in battle than fly or submit. The defiance of Húrin Thalion is a great deed, and though Morgoth slay the doer, he cannot make the deed not to have been. Even the lords of the West will honour it, and is it not written into the history of Arda, which neither Morgoth nor Manwë can unwrite? You speak of high things, Gwyndor answered, and plain it is that you have lived among the Eldar. But a darkness is on you if you set Morgoth and Manwë together, or speak of the Valar as the foes of elves and men. For the Valar scorn nothing, and least of all the children of Ilúvatar. Nor do you know all the hopes of the Eldar. It is a prophecy among us that one day a messenger from Middle-earth will come through the shadows to Valinor, and Manwë will hear, and Mandos relent. For that time shall we not attempt to preserve the seed of the Noldor and of the Edain also? And Círdan dwells now in the south, and there is building of ships. But what know you of ships or of the sea? You think of yourself and of your own glory, and bid us each do likewise. But we must think of others beside ourselves, for not all can fight and fall, and those we must keep from war and ruin while we can. Then send them to your ships while there is yet time, said Turin. They will not be parted from us, said Gwyndor, even could Círdan sustain them. We must abide together as long as we may, and not court death. All this I have answered, said Turin. Valiant defence of the borders, and hard blows, ere the enemy gathers. In that course lies the best hope of your long abiding together. And do those that you speak of love such skulkers in the woods, hunting strays like a wolf, better than one who puts on his helm and figured shield and drives away the foe, be they far greater than all his host? At least the women of the Edain do not. They did not hold back the men from the Nirnaeth Arnoediad. But they suffered greater woe than if that field had not been fought, said Gwyndor.